Black Caviar, The Horse of a Lifetime. Written by Gerard Whateley and read by Adrian Mulroney. There is a stillness to racing's crowded hour, a quiet calm amplified by the darkness. For its participants, dragged from bed to the track by a tradition of ungodly starts, it is too early for conversation. It keeps things simple, as the only words spoken are instructions. In the ritual of track work, the imperative is to watch and learn. Before dawn, a horse will be heard before it is seen. The sharp snort of air expelled from the nostrils, the touch of hooves on the sandy track, each to their own rhythm, the thud of a heavy gallop, the clip of a light canter. Here you have to know what you are looking for. The shadows of those sent forth from the surrounding gated communities are indistinguishable. Not even the names spoken match those in any form guide. But all are not equal in the equine population. One among them had become Australia's greatest racehorse. She was powerful rather than beautiful. An athlete, not a model. She had started out highly strung and over-eager, her hulking frame working against her developing muscles. Under a masterful and patient touch, she had learnt to harness her energy and unleash the full extent of her ability. Her presence in a race encapsulated the purpose of competition, for she proved herself the fastest of them all. But her record grew to defy the very nature of sport, for invincibility was long thought to be fleeting, perfection unattainable. Her gift was to make victory appear certain, uncomplicated, assured. Her spell was to convert audiences from hard-bitten punters to racing agnostics, giving all an emotional stake whenever she ran. Her legacy was to return a faded caper to its glory days more than half a century past. She drew crowds to racetracks in such numbers that officials dusted off the house full sign or even threw the gates open for fear of a stampede. The major football code of the day made way for her, and her name became the most recognised sporting moniker in a nation obsessed by such matters. What began as a racing story came to transcend sport. By the time Black Caviar departed our shores to take on the world, she was a national icon. But for all that had been shared, the secret of Black Caviar lay in that hour before dawn. Those who lived the story knew the best gallops of her career were not attained in the unprecedented run of crushing victories before the adoring crowds. They were, instead, made in the dark at Caulfield Racecourse.